This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? I got to talk at some point about this Paul Pierce comments about some of his former teammates in New Jersey. And you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. And if you listened to me before, I'm not really a fan of Paul Pierce. I really think the guy's an a-hole. I think in front of the microphone and in front of the camera, he says the right thing. So he has this reverence from the NBA hierarchy, from the media in particular. They feel one type of way about Paul Pierce, but he is a bitch. I mean, Paul Pierce is a bitch. Long story short, we're in Vegas. If you've heard the story before, just listen again. We're in Vegas for the All-Star game, whatever year that was, because I don't think they've had it there again, and they probably won't, all those ninjas. But we're in Vegas, and we're playing this celebrity pool tournament, and me and my brother are kicking ass. We win the tournament, actually, win these nice-ass watches, and we beat all kind of like celebrities, like Queen Latifah and Ludacris and Regina King was in the tournament. Like, we beat all these celebrities. We beat their ass. Your boys from the country push a good stick. I'm telling you, literally and figuratively. But I'm talking about pool right now. So we win the tournament, and one of the games that we played was against Paul Pierce and somebody else. I don't remember who it was right now. And Paul Pierce is, like, talking to me and my brother like some peons. Like, talking to us like, you know, we shouldn't even be in his company. Like, he's so much better than us. And he said some things, I can't remember in particular, but he said some things like, you know, I don't know. But me and my brother, every time he'd say something stupid, me and my brother would look at each other like, this dude just don't understand. We're not normal radio TV guys. Like, we will kick his ass up in here. And it was very contentious, and he said some things, and then we say something back smart, and it was almost like he was trying to pick a fight with us. And I don't know if he was drinking or what. He probably was. Hell, it was Vegas. That's what we do in Vegas, is we drink, and it's the All-Star weekend, and you got a pocket full of money, so you probably smelling yourself. But he just didn't understand that he was smelling himself with the wrong ninjas. Right. Right, this ain't, I don't know, this ain't Chris Broussard, or this ain't, you know, some other lame Larry, not that Chris Broussard is a lame Larry, or any other journalist out there in the truest sense. No, man, we are the Pitbull Brothers. We've been called that, ever since we were like 8, 9 years old, all right? So it was really contentious. It was a crazy, crazy thing, but I'm not a fan of Paul Pierce, but he said some things about his former teammates in Brooklyn. Basically, in a nutshell, he said that Deron Williams, before they got there, him and KG, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, they thought that Deron Williams was an MVP-type player. But when they got there to Brooklyn, they kind of realized very quickly that he didn't really even want that status. That he doesn't really even, from his opinion, want to be great. Okay? And I think Paul Pierce can, even though I got beef with him, I think he could probably talk about this. Paul Pierce really was one of the best players in the NBA for a long, long time. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but you know how they do the Hall of Fame in the NBA. He's probably going to get in. He's got a couple of championships, or he's got one championship. So he's probably going to get into the Hall of Fame, okay? And he played for a storied franchise like the Boston Celtics, so he's probably going to get in. So I kind of take credence in what he's saying. He, in effect, said that Deron Williams really has no desire to be great, and that they didn't want to practice. And when he says, hey, they, he's talking about Deron Williams and Joe Johnson. And what he had to say about Joe Johnson is something that we've said for many, many years here in Atlanta, that Joe Johnson just don't got no heart. Like, he barely speaks, he mumbles, and he's always like, I mean, dude, you can't get paid. And the problem I got with Joe Johnson, let me stop right there, and for people that haven't heard this take, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. The problem I got with Joe Johnson is not that he's not a great player. Joe Johnson's skill set was phenomenal. He made a ton of money based on a little bit of things that he did when he was in Phoenix back in the day. So the Hawks and Billy Knight gave him this huge-ass contract. But to get a contract in the money that Joe Johnson got, you have to be a leader. Okay, in my opinion, my humble opinion, you have to be a leader. There's not an ounce of leadership in Joe Johnson's body. Not an ounce. Okay, and yeah, to take the leadership mantle and to be a leader of a team, you have to be somewhat outspoken. I'm not saying you have to be a chatty patty, in the famous words of Damon Dash. What I'm saying, though, is you have to lead. That money dictates you have to lead. You have to be more outspoken, or at least a little bit more spoken than you've been in the past. And that was never Joe Johnson. Just some of the worst spent money that you ever see in your lifetime in watching sports with Joe Johnson. And Paul Pierce basically echoed the same sentiments that we've had about Joe Johnson in this city. He just validated them. Yeah. And he said it was bad. These guys didn't want to practice. They didn't want to talk. And then the crazy thing about it, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, when asked about this, Joe Johnson and Darren Williams like agreed. Like, they didn't even fight it. They didn't even fight it. Like, yeah, he's right. That'll tell you how lame these cats are, man. You know, that'll tell you their heart. Well, they didn't even buck at it. You know, they didn't even buck. They didn't even like, man, F that Inja. I almost did a tree just now. Like, F that dude or whatever. He don't know me. He don't know my heart. He don't know how much I put in this game. They ain't say nothing like that. They ain't affect the greed with dude. That's horrible. That's bad. I think it just went on a rant. And Joe Johnson just boils my blood, man. Have some passion. Have some pride. I can hear my JV coach saying it. Have some pride, son. Have some pride about yourself and what you do. And I'm passionate, man, and I hate cats to not take full advantage of their opportunities and their God-given ability. And I to hear this stuff about Joe Johnson and Darren Williams, man, it really just pisses me off. Me and the studio audience.
The Doug Stewart Show.